So everybody kind of has to decide on their operation based on their land and their agronomics and with the advice of their other decision makers, you know, what is best. Some land will possibly be able to go at some point in time. Some won't, given the situations we're in. But I think it's fundamentally a little bit more of a question mark in terms of what do we do because of where the markets are. If you can raise an average crop, either, you know, at that final plant date or even into the late planting period with these fall price protections that crop insurance and most policies give you, in many cases, you're going to have more coverage than you would prevent planting it, and in some cases, a lot more profitability there. So I think it's a little bit more complex, all in a good way, but it's going to require just a fair amount more of probably questioning on each operations perspective. I know, speaking from our own farm, all the commodities that we intend to plant, we're still very optimistic about, but, you know, we're probably going to go later than we had hoped. But our intention is still basically to plant where we can and take advantage of these markets, and then use prevent plant where we basically can't physically get into it, and even throughout the late planting period. So I think just given where the markets are, we were at a seminar the other day, and wheat was an example, is close to $3 higher on the fall price today. There's still a lot of time for that from where it was in the spring. So a lot of profit potential, but given what Mother Nature's presented to us, certainly a more complex set of decisions that we have to make than we were hoping to a couple months ago.